Hey, and welcome to Saturate with your host, gospel singer, and Bible teacher, Chris Norman. Saturate is a program where we study to show ourselves approved, not ashamed, and rightly dividing the word of truth. So grab your Bible and study along with us as we dig deeper in order to expose a lot of erroneous preconceived ideas about God's word. As we prepare to study, let's pray. Father, thank you for making your word available to us, and thanks for the Holy Spirit's anointing to discern what we read today. In Jesus' name, amen. And now, here's your host, Chris Norman.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Saturate. It's good to have you this afternoon. Open your Bible to Matthew 8. I misquoted it yesterday. I said Matthew 20, chapter 23. It's actually Matthew chapter 8, verse 23. We want to go over this again, but I'm going to get right into a song, so we'll have a little bit of time left over. This is a friend of mine, Alvin Slaughter. I haven't seen him in many years, but he and I used to do TBN together. And if you know him, man, he's a big old boy, honey. Well, let me tell you something. He's got a song that says, God will give you peace in the midst of the storm. Sit back and just enjoy this, okay? We'll be right back.
When the world I've been living in crumbles at my feet, when my life is all tattered and torn, see, I've been windswept, I've been battered, but I'll cling to the cross. He gives me peace in the midst of the storm, and He gives me peace, yes, He does. It may crumble at your feet. If your life is all tattered, tattered and torn, I want to testify that I've been windswept, I've been battered, but I'll cling to His cross. He gives me peace, yeah. In the midst of the storm. And one more thing, you see, when I come to the end of my journey, all of living seems but one moment, when my doctor shakes his head and looks forlorn, He makes it a cathedral of faith and love. And He gives me peace, yes, He does, in the midst of the storm. Oh, keep looking to Jesus, cause He'll give you peace. smoking up in the stars. I keep singing for Jesus, cause he's my anchor. I sing, he's my rock. I can feel my faith upon Jesus Christ. He's my anchor, and in him I surely can find. And he gives me peace. Yes, he does. In the midst of a storm.
Alvin Slaughter, folks. What a great song. What a great song. Peace in the midst of the storm, which is what we're talking about in Matthew chapter 8, verse 23. Jesus got into a boat and his followers went with him, and a great storm arose on the lake so that waves covered the boat. But Jesus was sleeping. His followers went to him and woke him, saying, "Lord, save us. We will drown." Jesus answered, "Why are you afraid? You don't have enough faith?" Jesus got up and gave a command to the winds and the waves, and it became completely calm. The men were amazed and said, "What kind of man is this? Even the winds and the waves obey him." Folks, we talked about this yesterday, and we're going to talk about it a little bit more today. You know, storms come. If you're a disciple, you know, you might think, well, why would God allow this to happen to me? Well, folks, our word tells us that it rains on the just and the unjust alike. Stuff comes, and one of the things that was said in the study that I like is that it's not the storm that determines or separates the believers. It's who you meet in the storm, because I'm going to tell you something, folks. Don't ever think for 1 minute storms don't come to Christians' lives. Just because you're a Christian doesn't mean a storm won't come. My goodness gracious. You come too late to tell me that. I've put two children in graves, and I don't like it. I wish it had never happened, but I can testify to you that God has been good to me, even in the midst of that horrible, horrible storm. My wife and I thought for sure this would have been the end of my marriage. I thought it was going to be the end of my life. What are you talking about? But God's given us hope and given us strength to move on and carry on. God will absolutely be with you in the midst of the storm. And the reason why is because his word tells us, and we've talked about this on many programs, he'll never leave you. He'll never forsake you. He'll go with you all the way. And he's not going to start today. If you've given your heart and life to Jesus Christ, let me encourage you. He's not going to leave you. He's not going to abandon you in the midst of the storm. In fact, Jesus sees storms differently than we do. I'm sure in his omniscience, he knew there was a storm coming when he told the disciples to get in a boat and go to the other side. He probably knew even the details of how bad the storm was going to be. Remember, we said it was that Greek word, seismos. Seismos means a shaking, a shock, an earthquake. It wasn't just a little storm. It was a big storm. It was a bad storm. And it shook them to their core. And when the fear began to well up on them, it caused them to do some strange things. And you might say strange, but folks, we all do this exact same thing. Look at these disciples who normally would have just been right at the feet of Jesus or listening to Jesus or, you know, taking in all of the ministry and everything. But now they're full of fear. And so they're beginning to demand, "Hey, don't you care for us?" I mean, look at them questioning the character of Almighty God. As if God didn't care, when we know that our word says that from the foundation of the world, Christ was slain from the foundation of the world, said herein is love, that one would lay down his life for his friends, no greater love, and herein is love, that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Folks, being in the midst of that storm was just a type of what we go through in our lives when things come up and somehow we forget. Our forgetter starts working overtime. We forget that God didn't let us down the last time. We forget that there's been some stuff we've been through. You know, a lot of people say, "Oh, I never. You don't know what you'll do till you get there. You know, don't ever say never, because you just don't know. But I'll tell you what you do know that if you're a Christian, you serve a God that will never let you down. He will not let you be disappointed. You know, not and disappoint is two negatives. If you take the not and the dis out, it just plainly says if you're a child of God, you always got an appointment with Him. Oh man, that's shouting grounds right there. See, the more insecure you become, the more demanding you become. And it's not because you're inherently a bad person, but it's because fear has a tendency to cause us to lose control. At its core, it is a perceived loss of control. I don't even have time to go into how control is just an illusion anyway. You're not in control of anything anyway. Let a little virus come in and get in your nose and see how much in control you are. It'll put you into bed for two or three, a week or so, you know. But we perceive that we have lost control, and it hurts our ego and our pride. And it makes us forget the previous miracles that God performed in our lives. Fear, listen to this, folks. Fear has never created a symphony. Fear has never written a poem. Fear has never loved the church. It's never pulled a family out of poverty or a country out of bigotry. Fear has never saved one single marriage. Courage did that. Faith did that. Hope did that. Belief did that. But fear will never do those things. What if, before we close, coming down to our last few minutes, what if faith were our knee-jerk reaction instead of fear? What if, when the storm came, the disciples jumped up and said, "Hey, we got Jesus on board. Remember what He did back there with the 5,000? Hey, we got Jesus on board. Remember this? Remember that? He'll do it again. He'll do it again." Hey, they should have stood up on the front of the boat themselves and pointed at that thing and said, "Peace be still. Jesus told us to go to the other side." Don't you know that's the truth? Absolutely. You don't belong to the storm, folks. You belong to the storm stiller. Isn't that good? You don't belong. The storm's not yours. That box of snakes doesn't belong to you. You belong to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Listen, you've got some commands in the Bible. John 14:27 says, "I give you peace, not like the world gives. I give it to you. So don't let your heart be troubled." Over 128 commands in the Bible, and most of them started out with "fear not." Don't be afraid. I'm here. You know, look at 2 Timothy 1:7 says, "God has not given us the spirit of fear." Fear at its root is a spiritual thing. Fear will absolutely displace faith. So why don't you be the one that stands in faith instead of fear? Let's see, before we close, there's two ways to get rid of this. Number one, remember His goodness. 1 Chronicles 16:12 says, "Remember His marvelous works which He has done." Let's remember the things that God has done for us, and remember that He's the same God yesterday, today, and forever. He has not changed. If He did it then, He'll do it again. And number two, pray. Pray first. 1 Peter 5:7 says, "Cast all your cares on Him because He cares for you." Friend, ask Jesus into your heart today. Don't wait another minute. If you will, I'm telling you, you will have the King of Kings living inside of you, the Lord of Lords, the storm stiller will be in your heart, and you will be in His hand, and nothing can pluck you out. I'm telling you, it's just good news, people. When the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords lives in your life, and you know Him, and you know what He does, and you know who He is, then you know there's no storm that can beset you. Nothing can put you off. Let me tell you something, folks. We're glad about you coming to Saturate today, and we want to see you again here, same time, same place tomorrow. We love you now. Bye-bye.